Watch live, baby formula manufacturers. FDA commissioner testify on shortage. By Sean Moran on May 25, 2022. The House Energy and Commerce Committee will hold a hearing on Wednesday on the baby formula shortage unfolding under President Joe Biden's administration. The hearing will feature government bureaucrats and corporate leaders as they discuss the problems and solutions for the baby formula shortage. The witnesses for the hearing include Food and Drug Administration, FDA, Commissioner Robert Califf, FDA Deputy Commissioner Frank Yannis, FDA Director Susan Main, Abbott Senior Vice President Christopher Calamari, Gerber Products Company Vice President Scott Fitz, Reckitt Senior Vice President Robert Cleveland. In a memo from House Energy and Commerce Democrat staff, the baby formula shortage was exacerbated by the Abbott Nutrition voluntary recall of some powdered infant formula. As many as 75% of American caregivers partially depend on formula to provide nutrients to their infants up to 6 months of age. 3. The current shortage has been particularly acute for low-income families, rural families, and infants and children solely reliant on specialty formulas to manage metabolic, gastrointestinal, or allergic disorders, the memo explained. To alleviate the crisis, the House passed two bills aimed at boosting the American baby formula supply and preventing shortages in the Special Supplemental Nutrition Program for Women, Infants, and Children, WIC. President Joe Biden also invoked the Defense Production Act to obtain the materials for manufacturers to continue making formula and started Operation Fly Formula to speed up imports of foreign formula. Follow Breitbart News for more coverage of this hearing. Sean Moran is a congressional reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at Sean Moran3.